25 years in prison for stealing $8 billion from customers. That's what's facing the so-called crypto king, Sam Bankman-Fried. The founder of the failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX was sentenced in a Manhattan court yesterday for what's seen as one of the biggest financial frauds in US history. We're joined now by Connor Sefton, a journalist specialising in crypto. Connor, before we talk about Sam Bankman-Fried, just tell us what his company FTX did and the background to the case.
Good morning. So FTX was an exchange where people could buy and sell cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency, meaning that it doesn't have a centralized authority like a central bank controlling its movements. FTX was using customer funds without their knowledge to make risky bets and ultimately lost a lot of money.
So he was found guilty on 7 fraud and conspiracy counts. What did they relate to?
So they related to the fact that these customer funds were being used in multiple ways to invest in cryptocurrencies that lost a lot of value, to make lavish purchases, including luxury real estate in the Bahamas, and also political donations. Sam Bankman-Fried, using FTX funds, was one of the largest donors to Joe Biden's presidential campaign in 2020.
And what happened to all those investments?
Well, ultimately, what's been happening in the past few, in the past year or so, is FTX's new management has been trying to figure out where the money went so customers can be repaid. Progress has been made. Customers will get money back. But unfortunately, the value of the money they receive is going to be based on what Bitcoin was worth 18 months ago, not what it's worth today.
Now, prosecutors sought a prison sentence of 40 to 50 years for Bankman-Fried. Why did he get 25 years?
So the judge seemed to be striking a bit of a compromise. Sam Bankman-Fried's lawyers wanted as little as 5 years, arguing that he wasn't a violent man and that this was a white-collar crime. The actual maximum he could have received under US law was about 110 years. So I think the judge was trying to strike a balance between the 5 years that the defense wanted and the 50 that the prosecution sought.
Because there were two pen pictures ultimately painted of Bankman-Fried in this case. Firstly, of a criminal mastermind, and then on the other side, an awkward math nerd who was completely out of his depth. Which was he?
Well, in the eyes of the judge, he was someone who showed no remorse, lied on the stand, and knew what he was doing. And this sentence is designed to ensure that he was disabled, is the words of the judge, and prevented from doing something similar in the future.
Do we have any indication to what kind of person Bankman-Fried is?
Well, he portrayed himself as somebody who wanted to make as much money as possible and then give it all away to charity. That was all an illusion. It was a PR stunt. Ultimately, he was driven by greed. And FTX's new management have said that there was hubris, there was incompetence, and a complete disregard for the safety of FTX customers.
So what happened? Could it happen again?
I do believe it could happen again. We've seen Bitcoin's value rise substantially over the past year by almost 200%. And that now means that many people are piling into the market again. And the big test is what happens if Bitcoin's price falls suddenly. Could we see more companies with a lack of oversight, a lack of controls, suddenly go out of business? And what would that mean for their customers?
And what oversights are in place?
Well, in regulation terms, there's not much. That's a problem. We have seen that existing laws can be used to prosecute bad actors in the cryptocurrency space. But whereas with a bank, you have deposit protections and there's stress testing on banks, no such safeguards exist for crypto businesses today. So it is a very risky investment for people who do get involved.
So not very many safeguards in place, but the conviction itself then, what does it mean for cryptocurrency?
I think it sends a clear message to bad actors within the space that if you are involved in stealing money, you will eventually be brought to justice. It may be a matter of years, but you will be caught and you will be punished. And I hope that we see the crypto space start to deal more honestly and start to treat customers with the respect they deserve. Sam Bankman-Fried is one of several crypto CEOs who are now facing justice in the US.
Connor Sefton, thanks for joining us.